First, I hope everyone's molchami. I forgot to give you the Mishnah on the exact Makaris, but I guess we'll go through it line by line, please God. Our learning should be in Tzfas. My wife's grandmother's yard site is tomorrow night, please God. Shendel Bas Moshe. Should be mailed to for us on all of Klai Yisrael, Baz Hashem. Okay, here we go. So we're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Zion. So this is like the famous Mishnah. Hu Ayah Omer. Marber Basar, Marber Rima. You know, all these. The more you do this, the more you're going to get that. So Marber Basar, Marber Rima. The more flesh, the more worms you're going to have. And I said, just that's what's going to happen. Marber Nachasim, Marber Daiga. So let's go line by line. So the more physical possessions you have, the more worry you're going to have. So Rav Avadya Yosef, Zatzal, as we said earlier in the year, we quoted from this amazing sefer Anaf Eitz Avos, Shechter's favorite sefer on Pirkei Avos. So he quotes the Rashbates in the Magen Avos. He says, why is it that when you, the more you acquire, the more you're going to worry? So he says, Pasha. He says, Ki ribu anachasim gorimo daiga rabba. Ki kol pechadim ba'azav shema yigzalu bebeis ha-melech. The more you have, the people are going to know about it, and they're going to steal. It's very, it's simple. The more you're going to have, the more you're going to worry that people are going to take from you. I don't know if this is probably very lamaistic for nowadays also. And he says, O yavol of listen v'yargu. Or robbers going to come are going to kill you, right? So he says it's very pasha. It's not just the thing that you're going to worry. You're going to worry that other people are going to start taking things away from you as well. And he quotes another amazing idea. This is one of my favorite ideas from Rav Avadya. I've heard it from my Rebbe Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg Shlita from Bergenfield as well. So look on the bottom, Marvad Chosin Marvad Bardaiga. He says that the Medrash says in Kol Es Rabba, Ein Oda Meis V'Chetzi Tavaso B'Yada. A person will never die with half of his taiva in his hand. Yesh lo mana, rotzim asayim. If you have 100, you're going to want 200. And the Medrash goes on, if you have 200, you're going to want another 200. So the Maram Shif, is actually found in the, I believe in Sechas Chulin, in the back of Chulin. So he quotes an amazing idea, the Maram Shif. He says that even though you have 200, you're going to want another 200, so quantitatively it's the same, but qualitatively it's different, right? At the end of the day, he has the 200. He's going to want another 200, but the 200 that you don't have is so much more significant than the 200 you do have, right? Think about it. You have $200, but someone else gets another 200. You always want what you don't have, right? It's like when you go to a restaurant, people are always looking at what they're bringing over to your table, right? You know what I'm talking about? You always want what someone doesn't have. So that's what it is. The more things you're going to have, it's going to continue on and on. And it's never going to be fulfilled. Which in Ruchnius, it's really the opposite. Which we'll get to in a second. What do you say, mother-in-law? Yeah, we're going to keep mother-in-laws out. This is being recorded. But Bakshim, I have a whole very holy mother and a holy mother as well. Go to page two. Page two is one of my favorite divrei Torah as well from Rav Rom Shor Shlita from Flatbush. So he's Rav Gedalia Shor's son. He is quite a number of svarim. Tavshin Samach Beis. So he writes all about worry. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Daiga Belev Ish Yasichena. Right? The pasuk says, if you have worry in your heart, you should speak it out. Chazal, the Gemara says in Yuma Ayin Heyam and Aleph, Yasichena Midaito. Ika Dedarsho Yasichena L'Acherim. You have to speak about it off your head. And all the others say you have to speak about it with others. So he has an amazing idea how when a person worries, it's really everything comes. It's from the nachash. When a person has lack of faith, it's completely from the Yitzhara, from the nachash. And he says on the left side, and I'll tell you in a second. He says that what does it mean? Yasichena la'achirim. Yasichena is lashon sicha. The Gemara in Bracha said chaf beis amid beis. So what does this mean? The lashon of the Gemaras. Yasichena midaito. It means you should daven. But midaito, you have to daven. But yasichena lachem, also make sure that other people daven for you, right? Yasichena is a lashon of sicha. Make sure when you have a worry, you got to put it into tefillah. You can't just okay. There's an inyan about talking about it with psychologists and social workers. My wife's a social worker, so I told her to give her a shout out. So we went to make a parnasa, and it's very important that people. It's psychologically proven that when you talk things out, if you become a healthier person, intellectually, physically, emotionally. But also, he says a deeper pshat is yasichena means that you should daven, and also yasichena lachem, make sure that others daven for you as well. And he says one of the most amazing things in the world. He says if you look the second paragraph, he says if you look at the word for Hebrew, for worry in Hebrew, it's daiga, dalet aleph gimel hey. by the brackets. I underline it there. Daiga, hein arba osius rishono shal alfbeis bli habeis. He says daiga is the first four letters of the alfbeis without the beis. Why? Because when you worry, it's a lack of the beis. And what's the beis? The beis is bitachon. When you worry, it's a lack of the beis. You're letting the nachash come in. And I'm telling you, the reason why I feel so connected to this is the following story. I was in Camp Misora around 8-9 years ago, and I was a counselor, and yeah, I think it was post Shana Av, and a good Shana Av guy. You learn on the bus. You're very firm. You have to learn on the bus. You have to show everyone that you want to make sure to infuse Torah in every second. What happened was I left in one of those coach buses, and the thing, the pocket, you could barely breathe. It's like a Spirit airline pocket. You know what I'm talking about? Like they barely have room for like a fork or something. Nothing against Spirit. Spirit's great, Baruch Hashem. And so I'm there. I'm leaving my glasses case there. And I'm going to learn. And what happens, obviously, I get off the bus. I'm about to learn when I unpack and settle down. And I realize that I forgot my glasses on the bus. And I'm literally just going all over the place. What's going to be? My glasses. Oh my gosh, my parents are going to kill me. So I say, you know what? I try calling the bus company. You know, these bus companies, you have to call this guy and that guy. I leave them. Left the three messages, whatever. I said, let me go to the Kola. And I opened up the Kola. It happened to be Parshas Korach. And I kid you not, I open up to this piece. I open up to this piece in Parshas Korach, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, all about worry. So I said, you know what, Rabbanu Shalom? I'm going to listen to Rav Shor. Rav Shor says to not to worry, to have the beis and have the bitacha. What happened was, I go back to my bunk, and I'm like telling this my nice little Ashkachadik story, telling to all my friends, good Shana Av guy, I'm worrying. I go to the kol. I said, let me go to the kol. And Hashem gives me a Torah. He tells Ari Yosef, he says, stop worrying. And I'm telling all my friends, and the head counselor says, what color were your glasses? And I said, they were blue. He says, I have your glasses. He said, when you did a sweep, then I found them. It's brought down by Svarim, when you have a Muna, it brings down tremendous Shefa. Like we quoted from the Kamarna Rebbe before, when a person has a Muna, right, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Matzitzakulai, Hashem says, why are you crying out to me? Why are you crying out to me? Jews in trouble, you always daven. So Kamarner says, no, sometimes in life, tefillah can only reach a certain level. But what's a higher level sometimes? Than having faith, having a Muna. But Hashem Baruch Hu said, Matzitzakulai, because davening is only going to get you a certain place right now. It's like when you go to the amusement park, you bang down on one of those things. I don't know, do they make those things anymore? I haven't seen them in years. It's like more like an 80s, 90s. You know what I'm talking about? You bang down the thing, the thing goes up. So the tefillah only gets to a certain level, but Amuna gets to the top. So that's what that the Kamarna Rebbe said. And that's why I think that the whole essence of Marban Chas and Marban Daiga, just not talking about physical possessions, but just talking about worrying in general usually doesn't does anything good for health. And Dafka, the opposite, a person has to realize that everything comes to their bonus home, and that brings down tremendous Shefa as well. Moving on to the second part. So we get to Marban, page 3. So the Mishnah says, Marban Nashim, Marbach Shafim. The more wives you have, the more witchcraft you're going to have. A little Harry Potter-esque here. Marbach Shvachos, Marbach Zimo. The more mates you're going to have, the more frivolity you're going to have. Marbach Vade, Marbach Gazel. The more servants you're going to have, the more stealing you're going to have. So we just look at it and look like, okay, these are a lot of things that can lead to certain things. So I saw that Bartanura on page 3 quoted in the Sefer Siach Avos, which is a Likud Sefer. The Bartanura actually says that each one of these things are very much connected. He quotes the Gemara Sachem, Chamisha Dvarim Tziva Kanan Es Bonov. Five things that Kanan commanded his son, and Mignam Kach Kilu Tzivam. And then the Rashba says this is what their minig was. Avu Zezeh, they should love each other. Avu Zegezel, Avu Zezima. They should love thievery, love robbery. They should love Zima. They should love immorality. Vesinuas Adonechem. They should hate their masters. Says the Bartanura, first, a person, he gets very fat. He has to eat. And what happens? Then he wants to get more possessions. Then he realizes that he has a lot of money. Sorry, I only gave you to the end over there. He says, I have a lot of wives. And then what happens? You're going to have a lot of wives. You're going to have a lot of servants, a lot of stealing. It all leads to each other. That's what the Bartanura says. Very, very interesting idea that he says that when a person is living in a gashmis, everything's physical, physical, physical. It doesn't stop. It's always going. Like the Medrash and Kolas Rava in Adam, that a person doesn't die with the chetzi You always want some more. But that's only in Gashmius. When it comes to Ruchnius, it's the opposite. You ever find that when you're learning Torah? The hardest thing about learning, by far, you're just sitting down to learn. Once you're learning, all you want is more. And it's not like you're not happy. When you finish with that Daf Gemara and you finish with that Shir, you feel good about yourself. And it leads to more. That essence of wanting more, it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. A person has to make sure that it doesn't get crazy as well. You know, you can't get into too much at one time. But the Avodas Yisrael, the Kushit Zer Magid, says that it's very simple. Right on page 4, the Avodas Yisrael, Hu Ayoma Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chaim. What does that mean, Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chaim? Perish, Ribu Ay Torah, Hu Ayde She Doirish B'Talmei Torah, Hu Perusher V'Ramzer, Shezuhu Shevach HaTor V'Aribu. It says the more Torah you're going to learn, the more penimis you're going to see. The more you see the Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbal Ped together, the more chiyus you're going to see. All right, skipping a few lines down. Hainu shahabor yisparach shema mosif chiyusu bezu hator shemosif. The Torah Shabbal gives you more chiyus. The more you see, the more Torah Shabbal is going to want you to see. Ki hator ba'atzmusa kemoshi etzleinu higashmus. Ba'or achiyus shahabor yisparach shema malbish besochel. Maisa Torah Shabbal, right now the Zohar says that Torah Shabbal klayus from the Torah all one. So the more Torah you see, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to give you more. The Torah is chiyus. As I saw others from say, right? It's our light. It's our life. The Torah is our light. It's our life. The Avodah Yisrael also has a beautiful thing. We'll get back to the Mar B'Torah in a second. He says, Mar B'Shiva, Mar B'Chachma. Right? What does it mean, Mar B'Shiva, Mar B'Chachma? The more you sit, the more you're going to be, the more wisdom you're going to get. So what's the different way? What's Chachma? Maybe it's the Chachma is different from Torah. So says the Avodah Yisrael, no, Marba Yeshiva means Yeshiva Das. The more Yeshiva Das you have, and then the more Chachma you're going to have. Rak Meshemesh Shayesh Taito, Meshach Totom Avodah Hesborach, as Marba Chachma. Which is the opposite, he says, of Marba B'Schora, right? What did we say last time? Marba B'Schora, the more you want in sales, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you in you go to the shop all day. No. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the amount of purchase you're going to have. But he says, the more you have time to sit and think, Yeshiva Das, maybe a little spodus, if we could say a little bit, just to think about our day, then a person can be kona chachma. Not just go. No, a person has to have time to be able to take and try to absolve and everything. Yes. Yeah, we're on page 5. Page 5. So back to the Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chaim. We always try to connect it to the Parsha a little bit. So the Divrei Yisrael says a beautiful idea on Torah HaYoledes, on Parshas Tazria. Right? So we know famously that a Yoledes has to bring a certain carbon, certain reasons why. But the Mezhar just says a beautiful idea. Quotes from Yevcheskel of Kuzmir on page 5. Everyone see where we are, page 5? He says that why is it we're called Ben Torah or Bnei Torah? What's a Ben Torah, Bas Torah? He says that at the end of the day, when a person learns Torah, you become a different person. You become like a reborn person, right? If you look at the bottom lines here, he says, "Zos Torah Seiletus." What does it mean, "Zos Torah Seiletus"? Ha Torah hi ha aim. The Torah is our mother. V'halomda hu bena asha yoladito. That's why it says Torah Seiletus. The Torah gives birth, because when a person learns Torah, you become a changed person. You become a new person. Right? You're connecting, you're growing up in a different person. That's what it means, a Ben Torah, a Bas Torah. That's not someone who just acts within the guidelines of the Torah. No, you become a different person. And he says actually on page 6, he says that's exactly what the carbon that she brings. This is now the Divrei herself speaking. The Elohim Simsa Yada, the Lacha Shnei Sorin, right? If she doesn't have enough for a sheep, she brings these two pigeons. So says the Magister, a beautiful idea. Right, it's not just talking about someone who gave birth. Ratzalomer nevesh miyisrael asher losim tayada v'hu bedochek v'oni chalila. Says the Moshe Tzarebi, when a person is feeling poor in their lives, that they don't have anything. Right, they feel poor in their avodas Hashem. Not just poor; they don't have money to buy the carbon, the sheep carbon. They feel poor in their lives. What's the eight stuff from the Moshe Tzer? V'lakcha shtei sorim. Attack, go find yourself the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not talking about the pigeons. The pigeons are the push-up shot. What's a nist-up shot? When things are going hard, get the Rashi out. Get Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Even though the Shnayim Rik is a little hard, okay, don't worry. Achrei Mos Kedoshim. That's your Mitzorah. He says that you'll be zochet to mekayim the Torah when you're poor, then you'll be zochet to mekayim the Torah when you're rich as well. Right? He's playing on the words on a later mission. Hopefully, we'll get to it. Bez Hashem, maybe next year in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. But he's saying at the end of the day, when a person feels poor in their life, you got to add in Torah. The more Torah you're going to have, the more you're going to feel rich and good about yourself. And finally, this is we're going to focus on the last part of the Mishnah. Marba Eitzah, Marba Tzvunah. The more advice you get, the more understanding you're going to get. But Marba Tzedakah, Marba Shalom. The more Tzedakah you're going to have, the more peace you're going to have in your life. So the Rebbeinu Yonah says a beautiful idea. What does it mean, Marba Tzedakah, Marba Shalom? Then the more Tzedakah you give, the more peace you're going to have. Rebbeinu Yonah says very pasuk. Hanos Sein Tzedakah, Adei Shenene Mimonim Ohavim Osu Marba Shalom Ba'olam. Who doesn't like money? You give someone money, you're giving them shalom bayis to their house. The guy needs money, he comes home, you're bringing shalom there, you're bringing a tremendous ahava there. But it goes a little deeper than that. Says the Avodas Hashem, now on page 8, he gives a similar idea as well to the Rebbeinu Yonah. Haposhu kasher nosim tzaglaniyim osim shalom beino lebeinu Hashem yisbach shalom yisraim alav. Oh, he says actually says something different from the Rebbeinu Yonah. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah said that you bring shalom when you give tzedakah because now they don't have to worry about parnasa. But he says that when you give tzedakah, the first paragraph is that when you give tzedakah, you bring shalom between who? Between the poor person and Hashem. That he doesn't have kindness on Hashem. That Hashem, why did you make me so poor? That Hashem, why isn't my parnasa happening? So what does it mean, marba tzedakah, marba shalom? Rabbeinu Yonah said about amongst each other, right? Wives are always bugging out about money, financial this, financial that. I saw this farm that the number one reason why there's machlokas in someone's house usually comes from finances. It usually comes from economics. We should never know of anything like that. But marba tzedakah marba shalom also means on a deeper level, the Rebbe of Kuznets, the Avodas Yisrael says that you're bringing shalom between us, between the Jew and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he gives another pshat as well. You can see it on your own time that it really connects us to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael every single time you do tzedakah. But I wanted to just to quote one more thing and then. And we'll wrap up over here. There's a famous idea from the Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Mishpatim. I didn't give it to you, I apologize. But the pasuk says in Per, if you want to look it up, it's in Chav Beis Chav Dala, 22:24. In Kesef Talav Es Ami Es Ani Yimach. Right? You should, if you lend money to the poor amongst you. So Rashi famously says, from Rabbi Shmuel, that there's three places in the Torah wherever it says Im, it doesn't mean Rishus. It doesn't mean that when you do it, it means it's a Chiyuv. It's a chiyuv, and this is one of them. So the Or Chaim asks, how can Kadosh Baruch Hu tell us that you have a chiyuv to lend money? You have a chiyuv to be able to give money to poor people. Seems to be a little bit interesting. So says Or Chaim HaKadosh, my Rebbe Rav Simon Shlita from he quoted this unbelievable. He says, when you give money to tzedakah to someone, it's not your money. The money was put in your possession in order to give it to the person. Really, it's the ani's money. Really, it's the poor money. And how does he prove it? In kesef talva es ani, ami, es ha'ani imach. The poor person within you, meaning that you're the baal bayis for the money. Right? So don't think that it's your money. It's really the other person's money. Right now, you're holding on to it. I just want to read you the Lashon. The Lashon of the Or Chaim says, she'ata, it's not your money. It's not your portion. It's the poor person within you. And you have to give it from him, from yours. It's not really yours, it's really his. So the next time we see a poor person asking us for money, we have to realize that it's not our money. We're just the baal pikadon. Obviously, a person has to have some seichel. You can't just give away all your money. If you come home giving out marbet tzedakah marbet shalom, not many of you so much shalom there. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that the Or Chaim is saying that when you give money, it's not your money. You're giving it to the poor person. You're just the baal bayis there. Just be able to close with one idea and then one story. I'm just talking about tzedakah and parshas Re'eh. I think we quoted this before from the Vilna Gaon. The pasuk says pasach tiftach. You have to open up your hand to the poor person for money. So the Gra asks, why does it say pasach tiftach that you should give? Now you remember. Very good. Shoyach. Plus five. Why is it double lasha? Pasach tiftach. So he says when you close your hand, right? If you close your hand, make a fist, it looks like every finger is really the same. It looks like every finger is really the same length. But what happens when you open your hand, you realize every finger is different. Every finger is different. So what is the Gra saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, when you see that poor person by the Kotel, in Mei Sharm, and for you, and in the Grushul, and they all look like they're one vacuum of chont of poor people. No, you can't look at it like that. That's only when you have your fits closed. But when you open your hand, Pasoach Tiftach, realize that everyone has their own family, their own matziv, their own situation. And that's how a person be able to grow in their specifically in Stockholm, Ben Adam Lechaver. Finally, Rabbi Tzemachas always said, when Hashem wants to reward you with someone, He always sends you a poor person. When He wants to reward you for something that you're doing well, He sends you an ani. So the next time an ani comes to your house, don't look chas shom as something annoying, but look at it. Rabbi Tzemachas said, it's a schus, it's a merit, it's a tremendous privilege. So we talked about different things. We talked about marba nechasim, marba daiga. We talked about marba nashim, marba avadim, all those things that lead to each other. Marba tovar, marba chayim, and marba tzedakah, marba shalom. Why is it dafka? The end of the Mishnah talks about Kanalo Divrei Torah. I'm not sure what's the difference between Divrei Torah and Torah from earlier in the Mishnah, but Hashem should bless us to be able to work on not needing every little physical possession and on being happy. Sameach b'chalko, as Rav Golich always quoted from his Rav Golich quoted the Rashi from Kerem Yavna. Ezo Asher Sameach b'chalko doesn't just mean happy with your portion. Ezo Asher Sameach b'chalko means Sameach b'chalko. You're happy with his portion. You're happy with what you don't have and what your friend has. And nice to be able to be happy. You'll always grow in our ruchnis and be able to make sure Marbet Stoker, Marbet Shalom, and everyone in our own personal individual level. Shkoyach.